now sue the facility for wrongful death. In response to the ruling, Alabama's largest hospital has paused all in vitro fertilization treatments. CBS's Wendy Gillette has more.
In a statement to CBS News, the University of Alabama says it's saddened, but we must evaluate the potential that our patients and our physicians could be prosecuted criminally or face punitive damages for following the standard of care for IVF treatments. Fertility doctors predict many more patients will be affected.
The Biden administration has announced new student loan relief for thousands of borrowers. More from CBS's Nancy Cordes.
This is part of a promise that the president made before he even took office to tackle student debt. He's not tackling it the way he wanted to, with a much more massive sweeping program. Instead, he's doing it piece by piece because the Supreme Court threw out his last plan. But this is the latest piece he's unveiling, and we're told there will be more down the road.
Alabama is looking to carry out a second execution using a controversial nitrogen gas method. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights, but police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the March protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I have that chance. And I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights, but police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the March protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights, but police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the March protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights, but police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights, but police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights, but police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights, but police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights, but police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights, but police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Reelected and is feeling his oats down in Texas, and he decides to go after women, and all they have to do is just start buying the data of which women have gone to which abortion clinics and what places, you know, who start out in Texas. $10,000 per woman. And it's not like they've never done this before. I mean, last April, police in Nebraska used data that they'd obtained from a social media platform, in this case it was Facebook, to arrest 17-year-old Celeste Burgess and her mother, Jessica Burgess, after Celeste gave birth to a stillborn child, or a stillborn whatever, if the mother and daughter had been discussing obtaining abortion pills on Facebook. They thought it was a private message. It wasn't. Facebook turned it over to the police. 32-year-old Jenny McCormick was charged in Idaho with a 5-year felony of inducing her own abortion. She'd obtained the pills through the mail via the internet. Purvi Patel was sentenced to 20 years in an Indiana prison for getting abortion pills through the mail and using them. On appeal, they lowered that to 18 months, which she had already served in prison at that point. The evidence against her came from her own phone. In Arkansas, Ann Bynum was arrested after giving birth at home to a stillborn fetus. Prosecutors also went after her friend Karen Collins, who helped her obtain abortion pills through the mail. She was sentenced to 6 years in prison. Mississippi prosecutors charged Latisse Fisher with murder following the stillborn birth of her fetus. She'd only known she was pregnant for a month. They seized her phone and found that she'd searched for information on obtaining abortion pills and used that to prosecute her, charging her with murder. She could get the death penalty, although they couldn't find the proof that she'd actually gotten the pills, so they had to drop the charges. I mean, this is just based on what she did on her phone. As Senator Tammy Baldwin noted, quote, the companies collect incredibly precise data location and time data from millions of Americans' phones. That data can reveal where people who visit abortion clinics came from, where they go afterwards, and even where they live. And anyone can buy the company's data. In fact, to add to this, Vice Magazine went out and bought data like this, and they got data on who had visited over 600 abortion clinics over or places that affiliated with abortion clinics, Planned Parenthood centers, all across the country for a one-week period, and it cost them $120, less than $200. So, I mean, this is serious stuff that we need to be, you know, taking seriously. And how did this begin? Well, it began when Donald Trump and Ajit Pai, the Verizon lawyer who Donald Trump put in charge of the FCC, ended net neutrality. We really should not have called it net neutrality. We should have called it net privacy. Because privacy is a positive thing and neutrality is kind of a neutral thing, right? So we kind of played into the hands of the telecom industry when we used the phrase that they wanted, net neutrality. But it used to be that your internet service provider could not spy on you. They could not track everything you do. Now they can and they do. It used to be they couldn't sell that information. Now they can and they do. It used to be your phone company couldn't track everything you did, everything you said. Now they can and they do. And if you're using VoIP phone, if you've got that little button click that says, yes, use internet telephone, then they can listen to your calls as well. And you know, we don't know if they do or not, but they certainly have the legal right to because of what Donald Trump and Ajit Pai did. They can track and record every website you visit. They can read every email you send or receive. They can log every search you do, even if you're using like DuckDuckGo and other, you know, or other private search engines, because they have all the data going into and coming out of your phone. They know everything that's on your phone, thanks to Donald Trump and Ajit Pai. So bottom line, we got to do something about this. We've got to fix this. Now, data brokering, and by the way, this, we're the only developed country in the world. This is like, you know, with healthcare, we're the only developed country in the world that doesn't have a national healthcare system. We're also the only country in the developed world that allows data brokers to do this and allows apps and web developers and big web companies. It's become a $200 billion a year industry. And if you were to add, like, you know, Facebook and Google to that, their ability to track everything you're doing, it becomes a multi-hundred billion, you know, a trillion dollar a year industry. So, you know, I end the article saying, you know, if Democrats ever take back the House, the Senate, and the White House all at once, this needs to be at the top of their list. But I'm telling you, there's going to be, you know, you've got a trillion dollar industry, a $200 billion data broker industry, and a $1 trillion ad revenue industry at stake here. They are going to spend a fortune on television ads and lobbying and buying politicians to prevent this from happening. But you need to know about this. And you need to know what is entirely possible right now and what might be coming down the road. And the FBI informant who was the basis of the Republicans' fever dream to impeach Joe Biden and throw his son Hunter in prison has just been outed as an agent of Russia. Really? We'll get to that in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And Biden is promising sanctions on Russia. We'll know day after tomorrow, he says, on Friday. He's going to release those sanctions. It's going to get interesting.
When you think about it, talk radio is it's all talk and sports, 1400 AM, 99.1 FM, WRGN.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is Don Rosen. You know, it's great to be welcomed back to WRJN to super serve the folks in the Racine and surrounding areas every morning, 6 till 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio refreshed.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights, but police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the March protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose, from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Just go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, and the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M. So back in 2015, Alexei Navalny's mentor, Boris Nemtsov, was shot dead in the back by Putin's people. In 2015, Mikhail Lessin was beaten to death by Putin's people. In 2013, Boris Berezovsky was hung. Anna Politkovskaya in October 2006 was shot while shopping. Alexander Litvinenko was poisoned with polonium-209 in 2006. In 2009, Anastasia Emotarivra was abducted and executed. Ravi Mangel in 2022 was thrown off the top of a building. Yevgeny Prigozhin, of course, was famously blown out of the sky. Kirill Sermazov in 2022 was crushed with their car. And, of course, Alexei Navalny was just murdered in prison. What do these things all have in common? You know, what is the common thread? Vladimir Putin. And what does Vladimir Putin have in common, or what's he up to? Well, he's feeding disinformation into the United States. It turns out that the entire case to impeach Joe Biden, that Jim Jordan has been yapping like a little dog about, the half-dressed, shouty wrestling coach. It turns out that the entire foundation of that was this one guy's testimony that he was in the room when Joe and Hunter Biden were offered a $5 million bribe. Now, they've denied it. All the other people who were in the room denied it. But this one guy, Alexander Smirnov, says, no, I was there. I saw it. And Jim Jordan has been running with that for 3 years. And then James Comer decided to go after Hunter Biden based on that, as well as impeaching Joe Biden based on that. And now we discover that Alexander Smirnov, for the last decade, has been working for Russian intelligence, feeding lies and disinformation to the FBI. And they just arrested him, and he's facing 25 years in prison now for lying to the FBI about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. So, you know, the question now is, as Jeff Dietrich calls them, the moron twins, Jimmy and Jimmy, Jimmy Comer, also known as Comer Pyle, and Jimmy Jordan, also known as Gymnasium Jordan, Did they know that this was false information when they used it for 3 years? Did they know this when they went on Fox News over and over and over again? Or were they just dupes? Were they just useful idiots for Putin? Increasingly, there are calls for James Comer to resign from his position as the head of the House Oversight Committee. Simon Rosenberg said calls for Comer to resign are cascading across the country. He has betrayed our country. The most significant thing that's happened in America in the last decade is Putin's successful penetration of Trump and the Republican Party. Keith Olbermann says Congressman James Comer needs to resign. John Cooper, the guy who started the Democratic coalition, James Comer must resign. Dan Goldman, the congressman from New York, wittingly or unwittingly, House Republicans have been acting as an agent or asset of Russian intelligence for Vladimir Putin. I mean, Putin must be laughing his ass off right now. The whole Biden smear campaign, Rudy skulking around Ukraine, the disembodied hard drive, all this, it's all coming out of Russian intelligence. Did Jimmy and Jimmy know? Is that why they refused to let Hunter Biden testify in public? I mean, are they that stupid? Or did they really think that we would all just go, oh, yeah, oh, gee, look at this. It must be a terrible thing. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Jeff Tiedrick says, if I was one of those scammers who pretends to be a Nigerian prince, I'd be sending emails to Comer and Jordan all day long because these gullible rubes are ripe for fleecing. Indeed. Meanwhile, the prosecutor, David Weiss, the guy who's dragging Hunter Biden through hell, you know, he had worked out a deal where Hunter Biden was going to plead guilty to having checked that box on the gun permit application and having not paid his taxes for 2 years. And they finally paid them with penalties. So he's all paid up. And typically when, you know, that happens, people, you get a slap on the wrist. And that's what they had come to. And then Alexander Smirnoff comes along and says, oh, no, he took a $5 million bribe. And suddenly David Weiss, this Republican special prosecutor that Donald Trump put on Hunter Biden, he's going nuts. Going, oh, really? Huh. Hunter Biden was took a bribe. Joe Biden, a bribe. Yeah, okay, let's revive this case. And it all goes back to Russian intelligence. Jim Comer, Jim Jordan, I put it to you. Useful idiots, dupes, or actual agents of Putin in the United States the way that Trump is, the way that Moscow Mike Johnson is now, you know, essentially officially an agent of Vladimir Putin. Ted Cruz, officially an agent of Vladimir Putin. Rand Paul, same thing.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Meanwhile, Letitia James says, I'll take that property, and Sean Hannity is become the butt of cocaine jokes. I'll tell you about those after the break and pick up your calls.
On air, online, sports.
Let's talk about your trouble.
Get this guy in shock, strap in.
1400 AM, 99.1 FM, WRJN.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. More than half the population would still benefit from blood pressure support. Superbeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure, and they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Super Beats Heart Chews. I want to be healthy. I've been using Super Beats Heart Chews for years. I take them every night. So support your heart health with Super Beats Heart Chews. You get a free one-month supply of Super Beats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeats.com. Yep, T-H-O-M, LovesBeats.com. Get this exclusive offer only at TomLovesBeats.com.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great.
Packers, Bucks,
and coming in 2024,
the Brewers.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 91 FM, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. A 33-year-old ballerina has been detained in Russia, accused of sending about $50 to a charity in Ukraine. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
While she's a dual U.S.-Russian citizen and the United States recognizes both of those, Russia does not. They see her as a Russian citizen. And so if she's in violation of Russian law, it's going to be harder for the United States to potentially sort out this case.
In Venezuela, at least 14 people have been killed in a landslide at an illegally operated gold mine. About 150,000 student loan borrowers who owe less than $12,000 and have been making payments for at least 10 years are having their balances canceled. CNET senior editor Nick Wolney.
We still have a lot of students who are coming out of a four-year plan with six figures in student loan debt, and they're not able to, you know, land a job with the type of income that is necessary to be making regular payments on that.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Buggyhout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers is asking the state Supreme Court to reconsider the state's congressional maps. He signed new legislative maps into law on Monday. Democratic law firm Elias Law Group asked the Wisconsin Supreme Court to take up the congressional maps after the court ruled last year that the legislative maps were unconstitutional. The court will have to move fast as the state elections commission says new maps need to be in place by March 15th to take effect this November. Wisconsin State Senate Republicans are firing four more of Governor Evers' appointees, Democratic Senator Mark Spreitzer.
Governor Evers is still the governor, and he'll still be the governor next session. It's been 5 years, and I'm still waiting for all of you to get used to that.
Tuesday's firings include former Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton from the UW Hospitals and Clinics Board and Tom Ames from the Natural Resources Board. I'm Nate Wuggyhout, Civic Media News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight. Upper 30s by sunrise with light winds. Clouds will give way to sunshine for Thursday. Afternoon highs in the upper 40s. A little bit of light snow possible Friday, otherwise partly sunny. And upper 30s. It's 42 at our studios.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial.
Yeah!
And home of the Packers.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Much for all of your support. Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. 34 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Letitia James told ABC News yesterday that, I believe it was ABC. Yeah, ABC News. That she is prepared to go to court and seek a judgment seizing Donald Trump's assets, his properties, if he fails to come up to cough up the $355 million civil fraud fine and the $100 million in interest that is due to the state of New York for the crimes that he committed to make his money. You know, the old saying, behind every great fortune, there's a great crime. Well, we've discovered Trump's. He lies about everything. I mean, you know, I guess we already knew that, but Letitia James says, nope, we're gonna take you on. Meanwhile, there was Hunter Biden's psychologist or his therapist or, the person working with him on his getting clean, on getting sober. Not sure exactly what his title was, but this guy, a fellow who was also in rehab, who didn't know Hunter Biden but was a patient of the same doctor, is a woodworker, and he took a picture of his table saw and all the sawdust from it, and he scraped some of the sawdust into three little lines, like, you know, you're going to snort cocaine. The only problem is the lines are like a half inch thick because it was sawdust, not cocaine, right? And he took a picture of it, and he sent it to the doctor saying, this is me reminding myself that I'm sober and I'm never going to do cocaine again. So the doctor emailed that to Hunter Biden saying, you know, look at this, your buddy so-and-so has gotten sober, and this is what he sent me. Now, when the Trump people got a hold of Hunter Biden's laptop, or what they, you know, what apparently a clone of his laptop that was provided to this New York computer repair guy by Russian intelligence. When he got a hold of this, there was that picture in there of these three lines of sawdust on this plank sitting on the table saw. And so last night, Sean Hannity went on this whole rant about it. They're saying that's sawdust. Does that look like sawdust to you? And somebody on Twitter said, well, it's on top of a saw. Oh, geez. Biden's attorney wrote, multiple sources have pointed out in a review, Discovery confirms this is actually a photo of sawdust from an expert carpenter, and it was sent to Mr. Biden, not vice versa. You know, Comer and Trump and all these guys, they're saying, oh, that was Biden taking a picture of his own cocaine. No, Biden didn't even take the picture. Clara Clerk on Twitter says, each of those lines is at least an inch thick. Sarah B. Califf says, if that's not sawdust, it's really crappy cocaine. Cut with lint. Keith Olbermann says, all these years, Hannity's wonders why he's not getting a sparkle off that really high-grade Bolivian matching sawdust powder. yes, the credulity of Fox News viewers. Let's pick up your calls here. Pat in Seattle. Hey, Pat, what's on your mind today?
Yes, I wanted to let you know that yesterday you mentioned that, well, it was more than mentioned, you let us know that George Soros was, oh, can you hear me?
Yes, just fine.
Oh, good. Okay. That he was purchasing a couple hundred radio stations. Actually, so after that, I went online and looked it up. It's 220 radio stations, and he has purchased them.
He hasn't purchased them. He's put $400 million into helping bail the company out of a $1 billion bankruptcy. So they're still looking for more investors. And while he has a minority position, he's got the largest minority position right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I misunderstood that. I just read it fast. But yeah. So in any case, I guess that does affect how much influence he would have on it. But one of the things, on that website, there was a place where you could send comments. Mm-hmm. It just, you know, you give your name, and I gave my email and phone number, and you could send a comment. And what I put in there that I listened to the Tom Hartman show on National Public Radio all the time, and it's a great program. And I just said that as soon as he's able to, Soros should get these stations up and running and try to provide more progressive talk shows before the election, if possible. There's not a lot, that much time. But then the last sentence I just wanted to say, I just said Tom Hartman would be an excellent resource for helping the Soros' people or whoever the agencies are to get these stations with progressive programs established, for the election. I just wanted you to know I put your name there.
Thank you, Pat.
I just think you'd be, you have said that there are like just only a handful, maybe only five, progressive talk shows around the country, whereas there are over 1,000 of the ultra-right wing and conservative.
Yes, that's true. I'm not sure five. There's more than five progressive stations, but there's really four or five large ones. All the rest are fairly small stations, which is great. I mean, we'll take, we've got several hundred of them. We're very happy to have small stations. But if Soros, well, we'll see what happens. I mean, the right wing went hysterical about this yesterday.
I saw that.
Yeah, it was all over the right-wing news. It was in the New York Post and everything else, and they're all freaking out, thinking George Soros is going to do exactly what you're suggesting, Pat. Whether he will have the ability to do that is unknown at this point. I don't think he has enough of an investment that he can control the behavior of the company yet, but there are rumors that he's trying to buy even more of it. I'm just going to sit this one out and wait and see what happens. If they reach out to me, I'm glad to do anything I can to help. If they want to carry my show, great. If they don't want to carry my show, that's great, too. I just wish them well, and because we need good progressive programming in this country. Pat, I got to move along, but thank you for the call, and thanks for the heads up on that.
Clear, that they control, I don't know how many TV programs and the opposite, the very ultra-conservative. Is it St. Clair or Santa Clair or something like that?
Sinclair. Sinclair Broadcasting on television, and then you've got about 1,500 right-wing radio stations across the country, and another 400 or 500, I've heard as many as 800, but I think it's probably closer to 400 or 500 religious stations that regularly engage in political programming in the context of religion. So, yeah, there's a lot of it out there. Pat, thank you for the call. Judy in Grand Junction, Colorado. Hey, Judy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Long time.
Thank you.
Yeah, I jumped from Sarah Huckabee, Arkansas, which is where I used to be, to Boebert's country. So,
oh my!
I have three quick comments that I want to throw out to you and your very smart listeners. The adjournment by the House, Article 1, Section 3, not more than 3 days without consent of both chambers. Religious test, Article 6, Paragraph 3, the last sentence, no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office as public trust under the United States. As for the Petri dish, no brain, no soul, no life, no rights.
Okay, I get it.
If we're dead when our brain dies, then we're not alive when the brain isn't formed yet.
I think that's a really good point. It's a very good point.
I'm going to toss that out and let you guys deal with it.
Okay.
I'm making me a bumper sticker to put in my back window. No brain, no soul, no life, no rights.
There you go. Okay, you're a meme machine here today, Judy. Thank you for the call. Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Yes, hello, Tom. I'm getting frustrated with President Biden. I called him this morning and told him with the Ukraine issue. And is his hands tied as much as they appear to be?
I believe so.
Because I just kind of bumped into the National Security Act.
Mm-hmm.
And there he could, according to this, he could send the ATACM missiles, the ones that Ukraine is begging for.
Mm-hmm.
And they could swap them out with another country the same way they did with the tanks.
Right.
They would. Why isn't he trying everything? Why is he sitting back and just letting the conservatives just play their games? I mean, these are lives on the line.
Yeah.
And I just, it seems he isn't, what's the word?
I don't know, Diane. I get your concern and I share it. That said, I know that the Biden administration is very committed to Ukraine not losing this war. And it would surprise me if there's not a lot going on in the background that they don't want us to know about. And it's entirely possible that Ukraine losing that city, or Arcadia or whatever it is, that might be something that is going to finally bring enough pressure on Republicans to force them to stop bowing down and kissing Putin's ass. I mean, I'm not holding my breath. I'm fully expecting the GOP, as long as it's, professing loyalty to Donald Trump, to continue to profess loyalty to Vladimir Putin as well, and to the principles of dictatorship as opposed to democracy. But, it's
trickling down to the legislature even.
I know.
I mean, we are just in gridlock here. Why? Because of Putin halfway around the world, that's a monster?
Yeah.
And it just seems like Biden could use America to lead the way and show that we are a democratic society and we have a backbone.
Yeah.
Putin, all his threats, has never followed through on them. And yet we seem to just huddle in the corner afraid of him.
I'm not sure that that's an accurate characterization, Diane. But like I said, I'm guessing that there's an awful lot we don't know that's going on. I got to run. 45 minutes past the hour. Thank you, Diane.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archive.
The most important thing we can all be doing right now is calling 202-224-3121, asking for a member of the House of Representatives and giving them hell about this.
When you think about talk sports,
have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Did you know Metamucil helps you get regular and stay regular? Powered by naturally sourced, plant-based psyllium fiber, it traps and removes the waste that weighs you down. Feel what lighter feels like by signing up for the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge at Metamucil.com. Lighten every day the Metamucil way. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories, will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights. But police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the March protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one, and when it comes to health, this is a real game changer. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. And use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511, and you'll get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Fred in Yorkville, California, listening on KZYX. Hey, Fred, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'm sure you remember, before Zelensky in Ukraine, there was a wannabe dictator named Poroshenko. And one of the tools that they used to get rid of him was something called the Orange Revolution.
I think you're thinking of Yanukovych. Poroshenko was a Democrat, Petro Poroshenko. He was not a wannabe dictator. He was just very corrupt. And he was the guy that was beat in the election by Zelensky. The guy before Poroshenko that was taken down by the Orange Revolution was, I just said his name a minute ago, and now it's escaped me. Say that again?
Yeah, you're right.
Yanukovych, that's right, Yanukovych.
But I was very...
Yanukovych was put into office by Paul Manafort, by the way, the guy who also ran Trump's 2016 campaign. Go ahead.
Right. But I remember it was very skillful tactic what they did. They picked something innocuous like wearing orange, which they couldn't just lock everybody up for. And on certain days, everybody who hated this guy would wear orange.
Yep.
And it was very effective. What would happen in Russia? I know that there's a lot of Russians that don't like Putin. Why couldn't they pull something like that in Russia?
Because it's a police state. He's arresting people right now for putting flowers on the memorial for Navalny.
I know. For memorializing Navalny, I know that.
He just arrested an American for giving a $50 donation to the Ukraine charity Rezom.
So if they wore orange on one day, they'd be arrested.
They'd go to jail in a heartbeat. He was arresting people who were holding blank pieces of paper as signs. I mean, this was in the protests, what, 5-6 months ago? There was a small, you know, a substantial protest for a day or two. And they were hauling off people who were holding signs. And so some people, an old lady, I saw this on TV, you know, this little old lady, a babushka, you know, holding a blank piece of paper, like saying, I protest, but I'm not going to offend you. and they hauled her off to jail. So, no, I don't think an orange revolution would work in Russia right now. But that's clearly what Putin is afraid of. And that's why he's cracking down every little tiny bit of dissent. And that is what exactly what Donald Trump has said he will do if he becomes president. He's going to build concentration camps, and he's going to put his political enemies in them. And he's going to own the libs. Yep. Fred, thank you. Thank you for the call. I think you're spot on. Appreciate the call. Mike in Hope Sound, Florida. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I've been on hold, but I don't want to lose my train of thought because I really want to talk about Putin. But I got to say something. This talk about Epstein being murdered, it really hurts our belief in conspiracy theories. Let me just say this outright. Epstein was a pedophile and a rapist. He wasn't afraid of anything they were going to out him on. The only thing he was afraid of was to be put in general population, which is why he had his lawyers get him solitary, which is why he was able to control his own suicide. I strongly believe that's what happened, and I believe that's a crime, that he should never have been allowed to do that.
Yeah. Now, for people they turned off the cameras, in fact, you'll recall. They turned off the cameras in that cell block. The question is, did Epstein pay for and set this up himself, which is entirely possible, or did somebody else, which is also entirely possible?
Yeah, no, I strongly believe that he was given every opportunity using his power and money to off himself because his main fear was general population.
I think you're probably right, Mike, but let's get to what you actually called about because we only have a minute left before we hit the end of the show.
Okay, here
at the end of the hour.
It's quick. Putin has done more damage to the world and to our country than Hitler did leading up to 1937-38. Now, I don't mean to the world, but I mean to the United States. Right. We poo-pooed Hitler just as England did.
Yep.
I don't know how you feel about this, but that guy needs to be taken out. And I don't know how long we're going to wait to do something about this. He already destroyed an election. He murders people constantly.
Yeah, it's not our job to do that, Mike. That's for the Russian people.
Understand.
You know, if we did that, it would start World War III.
Well, maybe. But that's a choice. And I agree that, yes, it is the choice of the people. But they have failed in taking him out.
And when Putin goes down, Medvedev is standing right there saying, okay, I'll pick up where he left off.
Yeah, I think you and I both think that that's going to change the whole picture of everything.
I do. I actually do. But I wouldn't put all my eggs in that one basket.
I agree. Well, I appreciate it. And you have smart callers, except for me.
No, you're doing great, Mike. You're doing great. This whole question of how long can Putin hang on? I mean, there was that, a year or so ago when people thought he had thyroid cancer or something, and there were all those rumors. Apparently, he's doing just fine. Thank you very much.
Russian misinformation.
The miracle of modern medicine. I mean, we don't know. But, Mike, thank you for the call. Spot on. And thanks for listening to us on Sirius XM down there in Hope Sound, Florida. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Matthew Cunningham Cook is going to drop by to fill us in on the company behind those Joe Namath ads. This is going to get weird. Stay around. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go.
This is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
This is Dom from the Devil's Advocates. Tune in on Thursday. Our pal, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, going to join us, and we're going to get into the Alexander Smirnoff issue.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 FM in Racine, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Your home for the Packers. 1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly.